today?
In and out. I got some things to do. I'm just on my way back to the house from having breakfast with my son.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Yeah, I'm heading back down to Gray Court this morning to try and finish his job up today. Cool. Excellent.
It's quite a drive down to Gray Court.
That's, it's profitable.
Roger that. That's all that really matters then, I guess.
Too, you know, this is, he's a friend of the gentleman I buy my supplies from over there on Rutherford. And my customer is going through dialysis, and, you know, his job was supposed to actually have been done last year, but with his medical things going on, we had to postpone for a little bit, so trying to work around his schedule to get it done.
Well, glad you could get down there and help them out. I'm sure they appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, this is a real interesting one. What it is, he's get a big old steel building put up. It's probably like 50 foot long or more. And what they had done is they built their living space inside the building. And when I tell you it's built like a brick house, it is strong. It's insulated to the teeth, and you can heat that thing with a candle. So, I mean, that's how efficient it is. He did a really, really did a nice job on it. So I'm just, excuse me, he has all the material. I'm pretty much providing just the labor portion of it.
Well, I've seen people building in them metal buildings, and I've actually looked into it myself. Because the way housing prices are, or construction prices are right now, it's ridiculous.
Well, I think they'll start to ease eventually, you know, hopefully. But, yeah, no, he's had this building built for a couple of years now. I mean, it's beautifully built. I mean, it's strong. It's all the beams inside are all 2x2 steel welded. I mean, just really built well.
Deal. You think you'll finish it up today, or are you going to have to go back again another day?
I should know around 3 o'clock or so how I stand. I'm going to push like heck to get it done today, but if I have to go back another day, it's just, you know, a little bit of cleanup work and what have you. No, I'm not too worried about it. Again, you know, the job is profitable for me, so not too concerned about it.
So what else you been up to? Been playing radio any?
A little bit. My buddy up in New York is mailing me down a G5RV today, and I'll be playing with that. I believe it's the 8010. I talked to him last night about it. It's the 8310 model, but I just got to figure out how I'm going to put it away from my tower.
Figure it out. It won't be too big a deal, I hope.
Yeah, well, the one leg to the front of the house is no problem. The one to the back of the house, I got to figure what tree to put it back in because it's a little bit longer than the off-center set dipole I have now.
The antenna that I've helped Dave put up a couple of years at the field days that I went to, that's not too big, but, I mean, it has got some length to it.
A 5 or the off-center set? Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm hoping that my antenna tuner, my built-in tuner, my Kenwood can handle it.
So, but Dave, I'm getting close to the house, so I'll start getting real scratchy on the repeater here for a bit. I'm going to jump out of here. You be careful. Good to talk to you this morning, and I'll get you on down the logs. KO4HKIC. I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Yeah, likewise. Have a good morning, my friend. We'll catch you later. KB2HXS.